You're listening to Snapshots from M3 Studios, powered by Laterno University, the Christian Polytechnic University. Today's snapshot is Jody Hilburn, Associate Professor of Teacher Education at Laterno. Take a listen.
My career goals were probably just to be a mom. When I was young, that's really all I wanted to do was to get married and have kids. But that doesn't pay the bills, so my mom said, and I went to college, and I studied elementary education and early childhood. I started teaching and loved it, but I really wanted to teach at the university level. So I stayed and got my master's degree, and then decided that I needed some practical experience in the real world. That brought me back home to Longview, Texas, and there I started teaching in Hallsville ISD and met the man of my dreams. Isn't that how it always happens? And of course, because I was teaching and I met the man of my dreams, I got married, and then we had children, which initially was my ultimate goal in life. But it's so neat to me that God didn't forget about that secondary goal that I had of teaching at the university level. So when my second child was born, God put a place in our lives where we were able to take a break and step back, and I was able to stay home. And that was around the time that Laterno started their teacher education program, a little bit after. And so I immediately started working adjunct for Laterno University, working when my child could go to Mother's Day out and being basically a stay-at-home mom. Fast forward 17 years later, I'm now a full-time faculty member, and it just is a huge blessing to me to think about how God knew what was on my heart, cared about me, and desired for the wishes of my heart to come true here at Laterno University. We have a really unique teacher education department. We are very small but mighty. We have many, many award winners in our program. But more importantly, we are relational with our students. We get together and have hamburgers. We get together and meet at Chick-fil-A. We make Valentines to give away to people that are in nursing homes or in the hospital on Valentine's Day. We're constantly looking for ways to serve others because that's what teachers do. We have a lot of variety in our program. We have everything from early childhood, reading specialties. We have exceptional students, core classes that help you be prepared to working with diverse students. And our students really love that opportunity to come here and be exposed to a variety of different areas. They find that being involved in their actual interaction with students starting their freshman year to be amazing. Not very many other programs have that freshman clinical teaching experience, and it isn't clinical teaching, it's field experience, but we get you out in the community with kids starting year one. So you get that experience and that exposure. We have a private school opportunity and a public school opportunity, so it's very vast in the experiences that you'll have while you're here with our department. Our students say that especially our transfer students say that our program is not like any other they've ever been exposed to. Of course, those that start with us as freshmen don't have that viewpoint, but we truly feel that we have a unique quality Christian teacher education program where we love one another, and we love the community, and we love the students that we work with. I think this is important as you consider where to go to college, because Christianity, for the most part, has been blocked out of public education. And this gives you that experience to balance your Christian faith while at the same time knowing what you can and can't do in a public school classroom and looking for ways to still be that light of Jesus even though you may not be actually praying in the classroom. We talk about that a lot, about how you can still represent God and Christ in your classroom even though you may not be able to reference that specifically. One of the unique things that we have that I just absolutely love and was instrumental in getting started is our, what we call the Laterno Learning Lab. We actually had to change it to the Laterno Little Learning Lab because the library opened their own learning lab. But we have children that are ages 3, 4, and 5 years old that come to campus once a week. And our students that are here plan the activities and implement the activities with them. For example, this week we are doing an ocean theme. And we've had things like a shark snack for snack, which was just goldfish crackers and gummy candies and marshmallows. We painted with plastic fish. We put water in a table for them to have that sensory experience. And the students that are in our program absolutely love it. And every once in a while, there's one student who rises to the top and will kind of be the lead teacher that really takes it to heart and loves working with these children. And it's neat to see that happen and to see when Carissa or Marley or whoever it might be is the person that's standing behind that and taking on that teacher role. And I get to step back and watch them. Every week, different students read a story, they sing songs, we do all sorts of physical motor movement activities, but totally immersed in that preschool experience. It's really unique and tons of fun. We love it a lot.
Snapshots is a production of M3 Studios, powered by Laterno University, presenting incredible stories of God's work in the life of men and women who have built their story at Laterno University. M3 is inspired by R.G. Laterno's legacy as the mover of men and mountains. To hear more from Laterno University, visit letu.edu/snapshots. Make sure to follow Laterno University on SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Vimeo, or wherever else you get your content. Got a story idea? We'd love to hear from you. Connect with us at m3studios@letu.edu.